Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nabago ang ating pag-uugali at hindi na tulad ng dati ang ating pakikitungo sa ating kapwa sa gitna ng sitwasyon ng lubos na nakakahawang sakit ng coronavirus. Ang pagpapanatili ng pisikal na distansya, pagbahing sa may bandang siko at regular na paghuhugas ng kamay ay ilan lamang sa bagong pamantayan. Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Binago ng pandaigdigang pandemya ang dating paraan ng ating pakikisalamuha at pakipag-ugnayan sa ating kapwa. Si Henrietta Podgorska, ang Community Engagement Manager ng Umbrella Community Care na nakabase sa Perth, at sinabi niya na ang tawa na dati niyang naririnig sa bawat linggo mula sa higit sa 400 na multicultural na seniors ay literal na naging tahimik sa isang magdamag nang simula ng kanilang organisasyon ang pagpapatupad ng mga hakbang pangkalusugan upang mapigilan ang virus.
I think even until today, it is something new that people still have to practice and get reminded. Like the manager comes every single time there's a group here and talks about hand hygiene and making sure that the people are keeping themselves distant.
Ani Podgorska na dahil sa mga mahigpit na hakbang sa kalusugan ng publiko, nabawasan at limitado lamang ang bilang ng mga dumadalo sa mga social gatherings. Mas kaunting bilang ng mga matatanda ang pinapayagan sa mga transportasyon at hindi na maaaring magkatabi sa pag-upo ang bawat isa.
One of the many 21-seaters that we have, it only can carry 10 people because you can't sit next to each other. So that was the first thing that people get used to.
Ayon sa nurse at RMIT researcher sa lahi, kalusugan at digital technologies na si Dr. Ruth DeSouza, kung hindi ka sigurado sa tamang pag-uugali na dapat sundin sa isang COVID-19 na mundo, sundin ang simpleng payo ng punong ministro ng New Zealand na si Jacinda Ardern.
If you act as if you might be infectious, it's quite a good habit to get, which is just think about not infecting other people, you know, keeping your distance from other people, not being in crowded environments, not being in places where there's no airflow. And that might be difficult for you if you have a faith practice where, you know, you go to a church or a mosque or a synagogue or other places. You might just have to think about how you do those things.
Ipinanganak sa Hong Kong ang 76-year-old na retirado na taga Brisbane na si Dennis Lee. Pamilyar siya sa mga hakbang sa pampublikong kalusugan sa mga oras ng krisis.
Hong Kong's got a number of flus and epidemics in the past, the avian flu and swine flu and so on. So people in Hong Kong are used to all the type of measures like wearing masks to go out, but Hong Kong is a very, very crowded place. Even though wearing masks, I don't think it's safe anyway.
Dating naranasan ni Lee ang regular na pamamasyal sa iba't ibang mga lugar sa pamamagitan ng bus. Sa mga araw na ito, halos hindi na siya lumalabas kahit na siya ay sumunod sa mga magagandang pag-uugali.
Yeah, in Australia, this is the first time in 100 years since the Spanish flu. So people are not used to it here. And some people just want to take it very lightly, you know, because they don't want to observe all these rules. So a lot of people, young people especially, don't care. But the point is, even though you haven't had the symptoms, but you can still spread.
Ang Alone Together ay isang paunang pagsasaliksik ni Dr. DeSouza na inilunsad kamakailan sa pakikipagtulungan sa RMIT, Monash University, University of Melbourne, Bendigo Hospital at Australian Digital Health Agency. Hangad ng pag-aaral na alamin kung paano makakaapekto ang COVID-19 sa mga nakakatanda na may edad na higit sa 65 na nagmula sa magkakaibang kultura.
What we found in our research is that people are very, very afraid of challenging strangers or even people that are neighbors about behaviors. One of the women that I spoke to in Sydney said that she was afraid of challenging anyone because she could be exposed to stranger violence.
Napansin ni Dr. DeSouza na ilang mga tao ay natutong mas maging maingat sa pamamagitan ng pagdadala ng mga hand sanitizer saan man sila magpunta.
So what they've done is if they're walking, and they see someone coming towards them on the footpath, rather than wait to see if that person will move off the footpath, they're the ones that are doing the physical distancing. They're the ones that are walking off the footpath to the side and waiting for people to pass, because they've talked about it a bit like defensive driving. Rather than waiting for someone else, you know, to do the right thing, they just assume that they're potentially vulnerable.
Ang bagong pag-uugali, kaalinsabay ng mahigpit na mga hakbang sa kalinisan, ay pumigil sa pagbabalik ni Lee sa kanyang Social Bridge Club mula nang muli itong buksan, 4 na buwan na ang nakakaraan.
I didn't want to go back because there are a lot of rules in place. Keep 1.5 meter distance, that means quite far apart between people. And also, every time we play one hand, afterwards, we have to wipe the cards clean with antiseptics and then place it back into the holder and pass on to the next table. And also, we are not allowed to bring food, not even allowed to have a cup of tea or coffee. You have to bring your own.
Ang Western Australia ay isa sa pinakamatagumpay na estado ng Australia sa pamamahala ng COVID-19. Gayunpaman, para sa maraming mga nakakatanda mula sa iba't ibang kultura, ang limitadong kalayaan na makakilos ay nagresulta ng pakikisalamuha sa mga paraang hindi natural.
They need to make sure when they bring in food, they're not sharing it to each other. Some people make amazing chilies or jams, and we actually ask them not to do that because if something happens, that also could be a source of issue.
At habang tayo ay nagnanasa na makikipag-ugnayan sa ating kapwa, sinabi ni Podgorska na mahalaga na manatili ang mga tao sa bahay kung sa palagay nila ay hindi maganda ang kanilang pakiramdam kahit na ito'y may pinakamahina na sintomas.
Call in and check, saying, look, this is how I feel, even if they're unsure. You know, sometimes you have some symptoms, and every organization should be really trained to know this. And if they're feeling uncertain, they chat to the staff, and the staff can say, look, Mrs. S, maybe it's better if you stay home today.
Ani Podgorska na marahil, ang pinakamahirap na magandang ugali sa ating pakikisalamuha na mahirap nating gawin sa ngayon at hindi tayo pinapayagang gawin, ay ang pagyakap at paghalik.
We all had to learn the elbow greetings, so or just a wave, so depending on how close they are, but they try. So we have to keep reminding each other, no hugging and kissing, and that's a big thing because for multicultural people, we really love our hugs and kisses and dance and food, and I did not realize how much we done this until it was all taken away.
Sinabi ni Dr. De Sousa na mga pagbati na ligtas sa COVID-19 sa isang naangkop na paraan ay hindi dapat huminto o matigil sa paglalapat ng mga siko at mga pagkaway.
There are a lot of greetings that come from our communities that aren't necessarily about hugging and close contact. Like in my culture, you know, we put both our hands together and we bow in front of other people.
Nabanggit niya na sa ating mundo na balot ng COVID-19, kailangan ngayon na isipin din natin ang ating kapwa at ang ating sarili sa isang responsableng paraan ng higit pa kaysa dati.
All of the things that we think of as being social have now become antisocial. You know, having people around, having a party, celebrating things. And the new normal is we're being encouraged to maybe socialize with fewer people, socialize outside, keep our distance, and just be careful because we're not out of the woods yet.
Madalas na kumukuha si Podgorska ng katatagan at lakas sa marami sa kanyang mga kliyente na nakaligtas sa World War II. Sinabi niya na ang susi sa pananatiling positibo ay mapanatili ang isang pakiramdam ng pagkakaroon ng pag-asa.
Now, this is what we need to do, but it's not forever. And one day, we can kiss and hug again and share food again, just the same way we did before. But we just, for this period of time, we have to go through together, you know, do the right thing and stop the spread.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.